RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
James is playing outstanding right now. Our O-line's giving him a lot of holes, but he's just making some unbelievable cuts and outrunning people and just doing what James Cook does.
Hand off to Cook, through a hole, and darts it to the open, and he is G-O-N-E gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, James Cook.
I mean, when you got James Cook, just let him cook.
Pitch play left. Hook through another hole, 15, 10, 5, and scampers into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown run by James Cook.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Here's the snap, back to pass, and it's intercepted by A.J. Epenesa. Going the other way, 10, 5, and he's dropped at the 1-yard line. Back to pass, he steps up in the pocket, but he's wrapped up and dragged down by Joey Bosa, who drops him for the sack.
It was unbelievable. They felt like they had something to prove going out there and forcing some turnovers, giving us a couple short fields. That's the standard that we have for ourselves, and that's what we expect every time we step on the field.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
216 rushing yards for Cook yesterday. Sixth best in Bills history.
And the most since OJ in 1976.
It's right. It's 4 OJ games and a cookie. And then now this, ahead of anybody right. else on the list. 12th 200-yard Bills rushing day. Fred Jackson has one. Thurman has one.
Right.
A couple. Greg Bell has one. Maybe that was the Dallas game.
Terry Miller has one.
Does he?
I heard his name on that list.
And those guys could come back, some of them, and
probably yeah.
maybe get back on that list.
Probably not.
Probably not, though.
No. Yeah, I wonder how tempted, if at all, they were to like try to, you know, really make a mark. You know,
yeah.
the way it was going, they could have, I suppose. I mean, it did. You know, it's not like Ray Davis showed up and they were able to. He was able to like exploit the same sort of seams and holes. But I mean, the backup linemen were in and all that, and so you know,
Davis can't get one play.
No.
To go his way. 9 for 16.
He had the nice touchdown reception in Atlanta. That was a nice play.
Okay.
A little catch and run. But yeah, running wise, he has not popped anything yet.
Two more rushing touchdowns for Allen. 70 is the number now. 5 on the season. 2 1-yard touchdown runs.
Right.
Man, fantasy, he is just so safe. I mean, Allen is not putting up. Well, this is much of our conversation. There's no passing offense here.
Passing is modest, yeah, to say the least.
But he'll run two in for you, and you get your 23 fantasy points. You know, that's a nice way to live. 803-0550 for your calls. Bills over the Panthers, 40-9. Now Kansas City. So you've got the Colts, kind of everybody won. Not Pittsburgh, but in terms of the AFC, starting with New England, right? That would be the first.
Yeah.
The most relevant team in all this is the Patriots. The trade deadline talk that mostly is around wide receiver, I wonder if the Patriots are going to be your rival in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could really use it. They're doing the Bills dance somewhat, different guys, different weeks.
Yeah.
May threw three yesterday to three different receivers. Ended up pulling away. That game was 9-7 at half. New England over Cleveland in third quarter. They blew him off the field. But, you know, with Diggs' age and they're sitting at 6-2, I don't know who it could be. Like, we've talked about this all the time. You've got the Saints guys. You've got, I think maybe Jerry Jeudy in Cleveland could be somebody for this.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever else. But
Jacoby Myers and Jacoby Myers. Raiders is being mentioned.
Yeah. For sure. For sure him. You might have to beat New England to the punch. I would think they'd be a logical candidate to do this, too. A
friend of mine texted me this idea about Dallas, about George Pickens.
I
don't think the Bills would go near him because of his personality. I wonder if his contract is up,
right?
And they paid Lamb, and if they, you know, they're probably gonna die hard on giving it up here, but maybe they're gonna be stuck. I don't know. They might be able to recoup something. Would he not almost go to the top of the list of guys that he doesn't outrank Olave? I don't think. Olave would be safer. Maybe that's the tiebreaker.
Olave's also had four or five concussions.
That's right. That's right.
Pickens, I just knee-jerk reaction went no way, thinking of it from the Dallas side. I'd go near him. Like, I'd do it. I'd welcome him to my team. But how does Dallas always get itself into these spots, right?
3-4-1 is their record right now.
3-4-1. They're a playoff candidate, but they can't stop anybody. And he's really doing well. I mean, Pickens is having a great season for Dallas. So maybe if you've decided, well, maybe this is what you should do. If you've decided you're not going to do this extension,
right?
Then, but this is what you should do. But then you're kind of giving up on the year a little
right.
bit.
Right? Who do they? Are they playing next week, Dallas? Let me look.
Yeah.
Who have they got? Oh, I love when I can't find the game. Oh, they're hosting Arizona Monday night, next Monday.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So that's a quick turnaround to Tuesday's deadline. Like, maybe they need, you know, win that game, you're 500, and there's a lot of teams around that. Like, there's a lot of, look at the standings, there's a lot of 3-4, 4-3 in the NFC. I mean, there's just a logjam of teams. So, you know, if they can get to 4-4-1, maybe they feel like they're going to want to stay in it.
Five of Dallas's next six games are at night or on Thanksgiving. Their next two games are both on Monday night. They have a bye in between. Arizona and then at Vegas.
Okay.
Assuming that they don't flex these games.
Mm-hmm.
Then Philadelphia at home is a normal, like a 425 game or something. Thanksgiving, they host the Chiefs. That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
At Detroit the following Thursday night, like a week later. Then Sunday night at home against Minnesota. That would be a flex possibility too. Minnesota. Yep. Minnesota might not win three more games. Like, their schedule is so hard now, and they put Wentz on the shelf today. It should be McCarthy, but they're still saying, like, he's not fully healthy,
mm-hmm.
I think, maybe. So that's up in the air, but they have a really tough road home.
Imagine a world where a Dallas Cowboys Sunday night game gets flexed out.
I know, right? That's Bills Patriots week.
Maybe.
Could be really big.
It really could, yes. And Dallas, Minnesota could be two teams that are below 500. They currently are both. Well, yeah, they are both under 500 right now.
It's week 15, so they could end up both being dead by then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That could be a little juicy.
The Cowboys also play on Christmas against Washington. I don't think they'd flex that. Like the Christmas thing, I think.
I think those are locked in.
I think those would be locked in.
I don't know that those are flexible, flex eligible.
Well, we had, you know, last year when Amari Cooper happened, do I remember right that Devontae Adams had just been traded like the same day or the day before to the Jets?
Yes. There was also a Hopkins move, I think, that precipitated it.
To the Chiefs.
Yeah. That might have been the one. And then, but either way, and it was a little, it was like the day before the deadline, I think. It wasn't a week before. Maybe it was a week before.
Maybe it was.
Somebody, I think Hopkins rings a bell. I said that last week one day, and a friend of mine texted me and said, that's right. It was Hopkins to KC. And I do think it was ahead of the deadline, maybe by as much as a week, that the Bills acted on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. To me, any time now.
We're close enough now.
Right. We're in the area where it happened last year, I think, if my memory's correct.
Is anybody else of the top teams, I guess this would have to include the NFC too. Like, I think New England would make sense as a candidate. The Bills probably would have to. Is it a long list of teams? Like, what's Indianapolis? Is Indianapolis humming well enough with Michael Pittman, you know, leading them in receiving, and they really revolve around Jonathan Taylor anyway? Would they possibly, I'm not asking you to read their mind.
Yeah.
Could they also be, I mean, you're 7-1, no stone unturned, I think. Like, if you get to, you're able to trade a day two pick for somebody who'd be a starter, I think you do it. They have Alec Pierce. He's okay. Downs had a touchdown yesterday. Yep. He's good, I think. Maybe they're not obvious as a candidate. Denver is always using, it's someone new every week. Like, it's just tough team.
Somebody in the middle of that blowout yesterday caught their first NFL touchdown. I can't remember who it was.
Pat Bryant.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Rookie Pat Bryant.
Yep.
Who, before the season, Sean Payton compared to Michael Thomas. So Pat Bryant, Troy Franklin is scoring. Mm-hmm. Sutton,
right.
Mims didn't happen yesterday.
I don't know. They don't feel like an obvious. I mean, you know, does anybody want an upgrade or even like a one thing that they're lacking? You know, Shahid might be appealing to a lot of teams that are sort of looking for an upgrade or a supplement to what they consider to be their deep threat. So, you know, there could be a pretty robust market for him. But no, I don't think there's a ton of teams.
Rams,
New England. I like the Rams. I suppose. I could see, but they've got Devontae Adams and Puka.
Yeah, they need Puka back.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know about them. There's talk about Jacksonville trading Brian Thomas Jr. So I don't know that they're in the market.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for something? I think the Chiefs are all set.
Seattle?
What about Houston? Houston has got Nico Collins and
concussed.
What else is happening there?
So yesterday, Higgins and Noel, they're two rookies from Iowa State, put up games yesterday. Okay. Noel might have – they both did. They were not huge, but they both did. Collins was hurt. Christian Kirk was hurt. He was the tight end a little bit. Throw to the backs. I would not predict Houston makes this kind of move. Two day two picks on receivers and – I don't know. Just doesn't seem like that's an obvious need for them. Mm-hmm. I think Seattle could be interesting as a kind of a sudden contender. It's all JSN. But maybe. Cooper Kupp does a little bit. Torrey Horton does a little bit.
Green Bay's got too many guys.
Green Bay.
Eagles have got their guys. Detroit's got the, like.
Green Bay is like Denver. They have an array.
Right.
And they got Watson back last night, and mm-hmm. he had 4 for 85 or something, which I liked seeing that. Dobbs is now Kraft is the right. number one target. Tucker Kraft is the number one target in that offense.
Poor Matthew Golden called 4 passes for like 3 yards or something.
Poor Matthew Golden. Dobbs, Watson back healthy. Jaden Reed eventually by the playoffs maybe or late season. So they have guys. Man, what a great night for them, for Love.
Yeah.
What a great night for them. I didn't like the Packers in that game. Just thinking that they have not been good enough to my eyes this year. Just they looked like a team that kind of leaves points on the field, if you will. But last night, and that was last night for like a half. But they really poured it on at Pittsburgh. Great to see that.
Could the 49ers be a team that could be looking for somebody? I mean, is Ayuk supposed to come back at some point here?
You never hear a word about him. Yes, I want to say yes. Pearsall misses every game. Jennings in and out. Kittle just back.
Yeah.
Too many injuries. I don't think they have to punt the year, but in my opinion, they should not be buyers. Just too many injuries. Where did Atlanta's offense go after they played the Bills? These last two games, Miami blew them out at home.
Right. Kirk Cousins played. I mean, that's one little piece, but that doesn't explain the week before.
Bijan, though, yesterday. I thought he was, too good for everybody.
Yeah.
34-10 Miami. I have no idea how this happened. Bijan Robinson, 9 for 25. Nine. Were they down big early? Too down bad to run the ball at all? I mean, halftime at 17-3. I heard that Tua looked great.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's not a guy I root against.
I saw him, he hit Waddle on a crosser that went for a touchdown, and I saw him, making fun of himself, how couldn't see, because he said something last week about how he, so, well, sometimes I don't get the ball to Waddle because I have trouble seeing over the line of scrimmage. I was at a news conference, he volunteered that, 2 weeks in a row where he sort of says a thing that I think is going to help him, and it is like, dude, no.
Remember how he talked before they played the Bills this year?
Right.
About how he can't do half of what Allen can do physically or whatever he said exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't have to be so honest.
Yeah.
I mean, we know, but you don't have to put yourself down so
well. Well, I hope he and they enjoyed that win. Just keep them from a better draft pick is really all you're doing at this point. I still think everyone there is getting fired.
Thursday night.
Right. Baltimore?
Baltimore at Miami. Join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. This week, we'll be broadcasting live from Neighbors Pub Friday from 3 to 7. Neighbors Pub 337 Kenmore Avenue will have a chance for you to enter to win a Josh Allen jersey. That's not the same thing. No purchase necessary. We also have live broadcasts coming up at Leo's and Mitchell's. And I think today I saw the Draft Room is added to the list before the end of the year.
All right.
Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus. Do you have a side tonight in the picks? I don't.
No, I didn't. No, I think I've gone 3-2 with the Packer win.
Same here.
Last night,
I had Pittsburgh, but
yeah,
that's also my record this week.
Yeah, so no, I'm cooked, and I don't even have anything going. Although you know, whatever, there's a couple hours before kickoff, so maybe I'll look. You know, there's a 30% profit boost.
Oh, you gotta love that.
I did. I knew I didn't have a bet in for the game, and I don't know what or half an hour ago I did the spot. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I should probably get on that. I sold myself on putting a bet in doing the ad.
Wasn't hard.
So I was reminded of the 30%. Like, that's not nothing. That could get me to act.
Something will. And we have the World Series tonight, too. Right. Eric Wood joined us earlier today. Great conversation with Eric, as usual, about the game and maybe some Bills shortcomings. Also, his memories of Nick Mangold, the former Jet center who died yesterday at 41. That's next. Football Monday continues. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.